Yeah, look, we've played them three times this year now, like you do with most teams, barring the rainouts. And we've beat them twice. The first time we beat them by one run out of Altona. Then we played them at our place and things didn't go according to plan. We got done pretty easy. And then today, we know we come out and play their pretty much a full-strength team, you know, minus their best pitcher, but you know, they're still using their number one offensive team. And we beat them again 4-3. So, you know, baseball's a funny game. Sometimes you have teams that, you know, should be better than you on paper, but you, you know, routinely beat them. And maybe that's the case here. You know, we were able to get a good win again today.
How much difference does Hussey make to this team?
Oh, look, he's the best pitcher in the league. So, you know, any time you got the best pitcher in the league, you're going to win more games. You know, if he was pitching for Sandringham, the bottom team, you know, they're probably in the top four. It's just the way it works. You know, pitching's such an important part of the game. You know, it can't be overrated how important it is. And, you know, he is the best at the moment getting around, and, you know, he's going to have a big job in front of him come finals time.
Well, how much has Matt Kemp improved since we first saw him?
I don't know if his performances have improved, you know, on paper, but I don't think he was throwing bad at the start. He just looked a bit tired. You know, the first couple of games, he just didn't look to have his best stuff. So we made adjustments to it. We moved him to the pen for about a month and a half and, you know, gave most of the load to Jamie and Brock. So that gave Matt some time to sort of recoup after his German season. And, you know, he got back on it. And since then, you know, since that little break, moved him back on to starting the games. And now he's going flat out again. So, you know, he's at the moment, he's as good as any pitcher in the league. Again, you know, if you probably put him behind Blackburn's offence, then, you know, he's probably pushing them to, you know, being on top as well. So, you know, he's done a great job.
Two outs at third base, one's caught stealing, one tag play. What did you think of those?
Oh, look, you know, you preach about not getting yourself thrown out third base, specifically with the first and third out. You know, it was probably some... Yeah, bad base running by them, and you know, you just can't afford to lose runners at third base in those situations. And it come back to, you know, bite them in the end. But it was some good defence by us. You know, when the guy tried to steal, Benny came up and, you know, threw a ball right in the money and threw him out by five steps. And then you got the guy who got picked off. You know, that was heads up between Alex and Matt. They saw he was too far off the base and just picked him off by a mile. And then of course the play at home. You know, that's a tough play to make. Joel comes up firing and throws the guy out of home plate and just makes a picture perfect throw and shoots down another run.
And what about the catch in centre field?
That's maybe the best catch I've ever seen. Anywhere, you know, any level of baseball, pro ball, ABL, you know, major leagues, whatever you want to talk. He was completely, you know, horizontal to the earth. It was an incredible catch.
And how hard do you have to work to make those catches?
Look, a lot of that is natural athletic ability. I mean, you could stick, you know, Sean Linehan out there every day, you know, of every day of the year and catching 100 fly balls, and he's not going to be able to do that. Joel's a good athlete. You know, he's fast, moves well, reacts well. So a lot of that it's God-given to a degree. But at the same time, you know, the reason he can do it is because he has watched balls off the bat since he was able to walk. You know, he's worked on catching fly balls. So it's a combination of both, you know, just God-given luck and the work he's put in. Yeah, next week's the last game. Yeah, it's the end of a long season. It's the end of a very successful season. We got three teams out of the five into the finals. You know, seconds, thirds, thirds, fourths and fifths are all playing tomorrow in their respective finals. They're elimination games, so, you know, the rest of the club, the first and seconds, will get along there and watch some of those teams, and hopefully they can push through to the next week. And, you know, seconds just missed out in the finals. I think they finished fifth. And, of course, the firsts have been outstanding, you know, for a team straight up from Division 2 to accomplish what we've done so far this year is just an unquestionable success story. Yeah, look, we're going to have to, you know, reassess a lot of things. There might be some players we lose. We might gain some players. You know, it might seem as an attractive place for some guys now to come into a sixth or seventh place team. We have to look at what we're going to do as far as the coaching goes, you know, whether I'll be reappointed or whether I'll apply for the job again. You know, that remains to be seen. But we're in a good position now that regardless of what happens, of who takes over the helm, you know, we've got the players to do it. We've proven that this year. So it's just a matter of getting, you know, the right skipper to keep steering us in that right direction to the top of the table. Yeah, look, the Raging Bull is a company that myself and former footballer David Calthorpe started with the aim of providing Australian athletes with the chance to sign professional contracts in whatever their sport is. Currently we have some baseball players, some football players, a really good golfer who's coming through, just got his Asia Tour card, named Paul Spargo. And then just last week we signed Marcus Solbach, the German kid that's been pitching for Mulgrave, and we organised a bullpen for him in front of the Twins. And within 24 hours of him throwing a 30-pitch bullpen, the Twins came back with an offer. We just negotiated a little bit, got the college thrown in, a little bit more money, and he signed the contract. So it's great for him, and it's a great story for, you know, the baseball community, sort of us and Mulgrave, and working together, and a kid from Germany. You know, it's all coming together for a win-win situation. You know, we'll probably check out some of the kids in the national tournaments this year, and you know, talk to their parents. Cause, you know, that's how we operate. We don't actually talk to the kids. We go and speak to the parents and let them know that you know, we're interested in the kid, or you know, we think we can help them out. And hopefully, you know, we tick all the right boxes for the parents, and you know, we're able to represent the kid. But you know, Dave and myself have both been through everything that, you know, a young athlete's going to go through as far as contracts go. Dave spent 12 years in the AFL, and then myself has spent about 8 years with the Twins and the Rockies. So, you know, we've seen it all, and we can we believe we can help out the young kids with their contracts and their careers.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing that Dave and I spoke about when we first got together about forming Raging Bull, was that we wanted to really make a difference in the players' lives after their baseball or their whatever sport was over, after their career was over. Too often the case, and it happened to me, it happened to Dave, where as soon as you're released from your contract, you're sort of left high and dry. You know, you've devoted your whole life to this game and to this dream, and then all of a sudden it's just taken away from you. And you can be left feeling empty inside and directionless. And that's where we plan on coming in, really, to help the kids. And we think, you know, if the kids end up being a major leaguer, they're not going to need us too much. But if they end up getting released after 4 years, well, that's when we're going to come in and help the kid. You know, we're going to get them into a job through the contacts that myself and Dave have, which is extensive throughout Victoria and Australia. We'll get them into school. You know, we'll help them out with whether they need some adjustment to get back into life, you know, counselling, that sort of thing, whatever they do, because it is a big step once you find yourself, you know, just looking at that void after being released. And it's something that most agents don't provide you with. You know, they're happy to know you and they want to know you when everything's going good, but as soon as you, you know, have a couple of bad games and you're sitting on the bench, and next thing you know, you get released. You try calling your agent, and all of a sudden, you're not getting calls returned. And that's not what we're about. We're going to, you know, we're big on really helping these kids, you know, get together and get their lives back together and get out there. You know, we're forming a deal with the AFL Players Association to try and get our players into their union, which provides fantastic support. It's a really good network for the footballers once they finish their contracts. We're going to try and get our baseball kids in there. And, you know, once you join us, you know, you join us for life, and that's going to be our motto. You find yourself getting, most of the time, if you have your, you know, you give you 3 or 4 or 5 years. So they're looking sort of early 20s. They come back here. You know, the mates that they went to school with, they've gone through college or university. They've got a degree, or they've been plumbers or electricians, and, you know, they've got a good trade behind them. And then the kids come back here, and they've been, you know, chasing a baseball around for 5 years. And as impressive as that is, the effort to get there, it doesn't do you much as far as getting a job out here. You know, you can't put on a paper that I was a, you know, shortstop for the Minnesota Twins for 5 years, because, you know, that they don't really care about that. So that's where we come in to try and really help them out. You know, we put them in a direction. We give them that leg up that they need just through the people that me and Dave have been able to form relationships with. Oh, that's it. Yeah, great season, and good luck to the thirds, fourths and fifths tomorrow. Now I'll be along there, probably go watch the thirds first and then come back over and check out the fifths for a while, and hopefully they all push through to next week.